Hey everybody, this is Trey Crooks, and this is my podcast, Bad Advice. Let's see, we have some callers on the line. Caller number one, state your name and where you're from.
This is Bubbles from Tampa, Florida. I'd like to give a shout out to my best friend, Dre. Hey, bitch. Ooh, I love that new washing set by LaKaylee 47.
Okay. Yeah. I got something just for you.
Now wait, girl.
I keep my phone on airplane mode, back, first class bonnet on. Walked down the street and I saw my girl Mo. She dropped her pins and all you saw was hair. Dragging in the middle of the floor. Shit so long, got caught in the door. My inches helped me sweep the dough. Money green streaks on the floor.
Hair.
Runway ready like whoa. G-H-E-T-T-O.
Hair.
I sell my ends on the go.
Hair.
Come get into my new growth.
Hair.
Conditioner leaving, leaving. Hair. Conditioner leaving, hair.
Hair.
Conditioner leaving, leaving.
Hair.
Conditioner leaving, hair.
Hair.
Conditioner leaving, leaving.
Hair.
Conditioner leaving, hair.
Hair.
Conditioner leaving, leaving.
Hair.
Conditioner leaving, hair. Catwalk, catwalk, don't pin it up. Letting that wind catch every time I strut. Grow it, buy it, jet, gel it up. Love the flippin' shit, bitch. I don't give a fuck.
Hair.
With the gray bang like what? Chocolate, crisp, brown in the cut. My bundles pass my blood. My beauty supply thinks I'm a hair slut.
Hair.
Gives me the power that I need.
Hair.
It helps me feel my need.
Hair.
Shortcut, bob or weave.
Hair.
Notorious W-I-G.
Hair.
Conditioner. Conditioner leaving hair.
Conditioner
leaving, leaving
hair.
Conditioner leaving hair.
Hair.
Conditioner leaving, leaving
hair.
Conditioner leaving hair.
Hair.
Conditioner leaving, leaving
hair.
Conditioner leaving hair.
I really hope you guys enjoyed that. I'm like a brand new fan of LaKaylee 47, and like I have not stopped listening to that whole album ever since like fucking 5 days ago. So I'm like dying. I don't know. She's just, if I was ever an artist, that would be the type of music I would have done, even though it might not sound great. But, you know, with a little bit of help and encouragement, I think I'll be good. But let me not waste any more time with you guys. Let me give you a little update. I'm in a new Airbnb. I leave tomorrow, actually. My room's a wreck. I need to pack. This one's actually really nice. I need to go and find another one for a short time period. Cross your fingers that I get this apartment, y'all. Like, it's like $1,350. I just hope. Like, and it's like, it's a nice area. The little, it's refurbished, like refurnished and all that stuff. It's like real nice. Like, they renovated the whole shit. Like, it's like blue and like it looks real cold, and it's like blue and gray, and like the kitchen's like black and white. It's real cute though. But pray that I get it this week or something. Like, so my dilemma is, if I get my apartment, will I have enough money to go back home to go to my cousin's wedding? If I don't get this apartment, I will have plenty enough money to go home for my cousin's wedding. So it's kind of like, I don't know, is that a catch 22? I need to look that bullshit up or something. But I really believe that with the stakes this high, cross my fingers, and I really do want to go to this wedding, something in the universe is going to happen, and I'm going to end up getting this apartment. I hope, really. I really hope I get this apartment. I kind of like, I want to go to this wedding, don't get me wrong. Like, 99% of me wants to go to this wedding. But at 1%, that says if I got this apartment and I won't have that much money left afterwards, I'm going to stay my black ass home. So, let's get started with the great topics that I have picked out for you guys. Because, you know, I ain't want to gossip, but we're going to do something real new just to keep things organized. Okay, so the first section obviously is the gossip pop culture part, but I want to break it down to a little more intimate with my people. TV land, what am I watching on TV? What are y'all watching on TV? Let me know, please. Send me an email at badadvice1821@gmail.com, or just send me a DM, a Grindr text, or a tweet, or, you know, Cocaine Crooks for my Instagram, Khaleesi Crooks for my Twitter. I actually got my Twitter back up, y'all, so it's not Cocaine Crooks 18 no more. It's Khaleesi Crooks, because, you know, I'm a bad bitch who likes Game of Thrones, because I almost caught Lord of the Rings, and I was, almost had all you Game of Thrones people trying to take off my head, bitch. But in TV land, I'm watching The Fear of the Walking Dead. If you guys have never seen the show, don't. No, I'm just kidding. No, the show is not that bad. I thought it was going to be way worse than it was, but, you know, you had to start from somewhere. It's like before The Walking Dead-ish kind of thing, and they don't want to be compared to The Walking Dead, even though it was called The Fear of the Walking Dead, or Fear of the Walking Dead. So, I don't get it. The main characters-ish, like, I feel like this one's more of everybody gets to live, and, like, Walking Dead is like, it's a grab bag full of who dies next season. You don't even know. So, this one's more like, I feel like staged, and some of the decisions they make are pretty dumb. I'm like, girl, like, I don't know, like, they covered himself in zombie blood to walk amongst the zombies, but, like, don't, if you get it in your mouth or your eyes or any open cuts and sores, don't you become a zombie? Isn't it through, like, blood transfusion? Like, well, fluids, pretty much, like, they gotta bite you, spit all the saliva in you and all that stuff. I don't know. The show doesn't make sense. And then, like, the characters are all, like, family-oriented and, like, not knowing what a zombie apocalypse is. And they're just, I know they're, like, late at it and, like, it's the beginning, but I'm on season two. Well, I finished season two and, like, it finally got exciting. Not to spoil anything, but, like, it finally got exciting. So I can't wait to watch season three, even though it's out and I don't have the cable, not just yet. Or I wish it was out on Hulu. How come it doesn't have it on Hulu? What's going on with Hulu? I don't have, like, any good new shows anymore. I lied, because I'm about to get back down to Blackish. Let me tell you, that first episode that they brought back for the new season about Christopher Columbus, yes, that's what everybody needed at the time right now. It felt so good. And then, like, hearing about Juneteenth, like, I'm not going to be one of those people like, oh, I always knew about Juneteenth, blah, blah, blah. I found out this year, not because of the show. I found out this year, like, early this year, like, January, with through a friend, and I was like, whenever it comes around, like, June 19th, I guess, whenever it comes around, I'm gonna go ahead and see if I can celebrate it and stuff. And it came around, I forgot, and then they brought it back up, and I'm like, I can't believe I forgot. Well, I remember June 19th, everybody was, like, posting stuff about it, and I'm like, damn, I need to get me, like, a strawberry soda or something, or a velvet cake, and I just didn't do it, because I wasn't really paying attention. I think I was, like, in class or some BS I'm trying to make up right now. But Blackish, yes, everything that I need. Everything that delivered was in Blackish. Ah, I had so much fun watching it. Raven's Home, that's another good Blackish show, actually. Like, this is, like, the first family I can actually see myself, like, in. Like, the boy is not, like, too masculine doing all his other nonsense. He's just goofy and fun and loves to have a good time. Raven's a fun parent. I knew she was gonna be a fun parent because she was, like, a fun teenager. So, and she's living with Chelsea, and oh, I love Chelsea. She's so funny. She's really funny now. That whole, like, show, you guys need to watch it if you guys haven't. Fox have a new show called Gifted, I believe. Gifted is, like, a couple of X-Men who are, like, well, a couple of Marvel characters who I guess didn't make X-Men, or the people who, I don't really know the people from The Gifted that well, really. I know I'm supposed to be a big nerd Marvel fan, but, like, some of the characters I'm just like, and, like, others I was like, I know who you are, but, like, why does this have to do with you? Like, I don't know. I'm just really excited that they have a show like that. Thank God. Oh, nerd shit, real quick. They having a runaway TV series on Hulu. Look it up, I promise you. The graphic novel, yes, I love. That's, like, the first, like, I want to say book, but, like, graphic novel I read. It was The Runaways or whatever. It was so good. It was about, like, these kids, and, like, they found out their parents were, like, evil, I believe. I think they thought their parents were evil, like, evil villains, and so they was, like, running away and trying to, they found they all got powers and stuff like that. It's really good, like, and they're making a real life version, and I'm mad because I wish I auditioned for it. I wanted to be the main character. I just want to be in something. Ugh, I'm so upset. After Modern Family is funny. Still, how are you funny? Everybody's out the house. The kids are gone. How are you this funny? Like, there's no dull moment in Modern Family. Another show I've been watching, of course, Simpsons been on since like 27 years of my fucking life. Like, Jesus Christ. Simpsons like never had like a dull moment. All their seasons are good. This is the last one for TV time because TV land. Because these girls, Hazel E and Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, please, somebody, I know I'm here in Hollywood and I should go and talk to her. I'm like, hey, bitch, calm that down. I know it's for TV, but girl, you ain't got no helicopter. You are, how the hell did you get Janelle West Coast down for a video shoot and had a whole routine ready if she didn't come through? You knew she was going to come through and learn the 8 count that you just threw together. Oh my God, I can't believe she turned around and she's like, okay, you don't want to do this? And she turned around and did the whole routine. I still can't get over that. I stopped watching the show because it got dumb. And I hope you guys are not going to watch Love and Hip Hop Miami either. It sounds dumb too. Even though I do want to see Trina, Trick Daddy I can live without. And like, I think somebody else from the Bad Girls Club be there or whatever. I want to see that. I just want to see the beef between Trina and these lesbians that they have on there. I heard she about to fight some hoes. So let's get to what's going on in the pop culture. So let's get started with a quote. I know I've probably quoted this a million times, but I love this quote. It's, "These niggas don't deserve you, Wonder Woman's mom." You gotta watch Wonder Woman to understand what I'm talking about. So speaking of Wonder Woman, Wendy Williams went out to Times Square dressed as a Tim Burton character of Wonder Woman. She looked like an Action League Now burnt up action figure. Like, somebody stomped on her a couple of times. I don't understand why she looks like Wonder if she a woman. Like, she, her legs look like little, like, chopsticks. I don't get why she put herself in these positions. She put herself in these wigs and positions and unreasonable foundation, and she just always coming for folks. Like, I want to be on the Wendy Williams show one day, even though I love her. I just want to be there. I'm like, girl, let's not wear no shorts, or let's get some butt pants, or, you know, something. Like, we won't show the mangles, girl. Like, her whole upper body decent, the whole lower half, what? You look like a crackhead, girl. But love you, Wendy. Royalty's mom got a lot of heat for the past week from an old friend who made a diss track about Chris Brown's baby's mama. She started with calling her a drug using, child abusing, devil worshipping Satan. If you're Satan, I don't think you'd be worshipping yourself. Maybe, I don't know. But she says she does Brihilda roots and black magic. She spends all of Chris Brown and whoever her other baby daddy's child support check on nothing. Homegirl, she on Twitter, I believe her name is like the only Shakur or whatever, but homegirl called her a cornball. But if you guys haven't heard this rap, please, it's actually pretty decent. I was like, okay, girl, like, she went all in on her. But my question is, why would you watch RoRo? Is that it? Why would you watch RoRo for free, bitch? Like, if your friends were broke like my friends, yes, you can watch a couple of kids for free, but it's usually never for free. They'll order you a pizza. You didn't even get a pizza out of the deal, I bet. No fucking pizza. You just watched this child and was like, you know what, I'm glad a little annuity payment's here. Like, Jesus. She kept saying, you know, she's using the kids just to get a paycheck. Duh, we all knew that, girl. Like, and for once, Chris Brown's not in it. Thank fucking God. The one time he should be on that girl's diss track, baby. He should like do a remix actually. Like sing the chorus or like a hook or something. I think that'd be fire. Put that girl right in her place. Oprah is not running for president. Please stop with your shenanigans, everybody. Oprah is not going to be running for president. An author wrote on Twitter talking about Oprah running for president and blah, blah, blah. She responded back for thanks for your vote of confidence. And everybody in Twitter took it and ran and saying that Oprah is going to be running for president. I don't think Oprah wants to run for president, to be honest. Like, who wants to be president after Donald Trump? Because you have to fix a lot of things. We're going to have, like, radiation poison, like, on the surface. It's just going to be a mess. It's going to be a zombie apocalypse. And we're going to be waiting for Oprah to bring us back? No. Oprah, first of all, I feel like Oprah got more power being Oprah than President Oprah. Like, what? Like, everybody knows who Oprah is. And she has a lot of influence. The president will have that much influence, especially this one. Whew, that one is a whole fucking mess. Speaking of y'all's president, Tina Campbell went on to The Root and told America that she voted for Donald J. Trump. And if you don't like it, so what? And the reasoning behind it is because of his religious views. Religious views. Oh, beliefs, I'm sorry. Y'all, name one thing that Donald Trump has said about, besides, you know, all Muslims are bad, all Muslims are terrorists, and, like, anything else. See, like, anything about Christians, like, anything positive about Christians. Because I know, in like, probably 2 minutes later, he's going to, like, side tweet something about, like, well, you real Christians don't know about wah, 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 because he's always doing something like that. But Tina Campbell, and you know, when I first heard it, I woke up and I was like, and I read the article, and at first, I don't know why, I read Tisha Campbell. Rolled my eyes so quick. I was like, oh my God, why is Tisha Campbell out here acting a fucking fool? I know she's still here, but girl, like, now you gotta vote for Trump? And then, like, I kept reading Tina. I'm like, who the fuck is Tina? And I looked at the picture finally. And Tina, if you guys don't know, Tina Campbell is one half of Mary Mary. Who is Mary? Let's get back to it. They're a gospel group, if you guys don't know, for all the listeners who are just listening, I guess. But no, I just don't understand what she was. She got onto The Root just to tell people that she could have took that to the grave, girl. Could have took that to the grave. Something's not adding up, because she was talking about on The Root, like, she didn't like any of the candidates, of course, like Hillary and Trump. Nobody liked any of the candidates. And then she was like, and both of them, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I used my right to vote to vote for Donald Trump because of his religious beliefs. I'm sitting here thinking, like, was, like, Hillary, like, sacrificing chickens and stuff? What was Hillary's religious beliefs? Because Donald Trump was not, that wasn't his front-running game right there. That wasn't, he didn't lead with that. Like, girl, go back. Like, why would you, and then she's like, we need to pray for our president to do better and pray about, we are done praying, bitch. We are done praying for him. Like, I pray that he disappears. I pray that he falls off the end of the earth with Kid Cudi. I pray that Oprah don't become president but still influence the world. I pray that I become famous enough to knock Donald Trump out of office. I don't want to be president. No, not at all. But I pray that somebody else with some common sense be president. Please. Like I said, Tina, you should have took that bullshit to the grave, girl. Like, we're not gonna be on your side for nothing. And that goes for everybody who voted for Trump and now realizing, because she sat there and was like, I believe in anything, you know, I don't like anything he's doing now or before. But why the fuck did you vote for her, girl? Why? Why did you vote for her? it's just, some people are just dumb for no fucking reason. So, Tina Campbell, girl, you look a mess. That's all I'm going to say. Speaking of messes, it, bitch, really, with this chainsaw, I'm sorry, y'all, like, I don't know who got this chainsaw outside. Anyway, speaking of mess, Violet Chachki is in a lot of heat. Violet Chachki went to a sex club in, what Violet Chachki says that she was, over the weekend, she was kicked out of a Paris sex club for not being masculine enough. So she posted that on her Twitter and everybody would, like, went crazy. If you guys don't know who Violet Chachki is, Violet Chachki is season 7 winner of RuPaul's Drag Race. A drag queen. Very pretty, slim waist, 00, something like that, or whatever. But yeah, she's very lackluster too. Like, she's pretty to look at, but, like, there's nothing going for this girl. But she put it on her Twitter. She was just physically dragged out of the, I want to say Depot in Paris for not being mask presenting enough. I'm in shock and disgusted. Fuck you. Look, fuck the French. That's what she wrote. Then she had this whole little thing that she was talking about, I guess an iOS press release talking about how you know, she was wearing makeup. No, he wasn't wearing makeup, he was with his friends and this and that third, and like 4 guys kicked him out or whatever. So everybody was upset and like giving like this club, Paris Depot or Depot Paris, like Home Depot, and I'm just kidding, slack, and like on their Twitter page, like cussing them out, saying like, you guys discriminate against, blah blah blah. And you know how people like to take shit and run. Niggas always mad for no reason. So they posted out their iOS press release, and it says the following. No, pretty, I'm just gonna summarize it. It's a long ass article, but they're saying that they didn't discriminate against her. Violet Chachki was indeed expelled from the club at 4 a.m. following the unacceptable and inappropriate behavior inside of the club. Where's my article? Why did my article just disappear like that? Oh. Behavior inside the club with other clients. Violet Chachki posted videos on cruising sex space of what is it? Depot on her Instagram account when it was explicitly forbidden by the rules, regulations, as was reminded several times. She also tried going downstairs with the female clients when the space is just for male clients. Girl, you was doing some inappropriate shit, bitch. You was trying to go down there and get with the trade. I see what you doing. And then it says he wasn't denied access at entrance. There was neither transphobic or nor any discrimination towards him / her, real shade, just enforcement of rules and regulations of the club. Wow. And then it was like, furthermore, Violet Chachki was very aggressive with the security staff, who stayed polite despite the insults, as you can see in the video. His excessive behavior disturbed the event. So if you're gonna post some whack ass shit talking bad about a place that you got kicked out of because you would be a messy Violet girl, that's whack shit. You shouldn't be recording. If they said no records, it's a sex house, like, why would anybody want to be recorded unless they want to be recorded? Like, it's for privacy only. People go to sex houses for like privacy only. But whatever, Violet, she didn't like responded back, and I think it's real shady that just kept saying he and she. She responded back, obviously, I love the French and I love Paris. There's a good and bad people everywhere. I was upset and rightfully so. What a drama over it. And that's all she said. First of all, how are you going to deflect this whole thing because you was over it and now you love the French and da 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 because they put you in your spot, bitch? Violet, you literally do not deserve the crown because that was some off-the-wall dumbass shit, like, because you got caught up. There's people, she, all lives matter to you, France. All lives matter to you. Specifically Paris. So, last part of this is hip-hop artist, well, hip-hop artist Steve Lacy says he's bisexual but would never date a black guy. Why is that? Well, he told the reporter on like some dumbass site on Tumblr or something, I don't know. But I don't know who this man is. If you guys know who he is, kudos. If you guys don't, you don't even have to look him up because he ain't even that cute. But he's saying that he grew up with a lot of black people, so that's why he's not attracted to them. That doesn't make any fucking sense. You grew up, like, that's like me saying, oh, I grew up with a lot of men. I don't like men. Nigga, I love men. I love, what the fuck? Like, it doesn't make any fucking sense. Oh, yeah, every time I see somebody black, you know, I think they're like my brother, so I don't want to do anything with family. It's incest. That does, like, every black person you see, Oakland niggas are different than, like, LA niggas. And he only lived in Oakland. So, like, I, every time I hear stuff like that, I think of people who are, like, sheltered and, like, never been anywhere in their life and, like, finally get to go places and don't know how to fucking act. Because, what? That don't make any fucking sense whatsoever. Anyway, I'm off that. Let's get to my favorite part. The bad advice. So, today's topic, actually, I'm glad I ended the story the way I did, because today's topic is about interracial dating. I'm excited to talk about it. I just have some questions. If you guys want to answer me back, obviously, you can contact me on Twitter at Khaleesi's Crooks. You or Instagram, Cocaine Crooks. Or even on Facebook, Trey Crooks. I'm just the crook. So, interracial dating, the ins and outs, racial hangups. What is, like, have you, anybody, like, I've dated multiple, like, colored men. I've dated white, oh, I don't think I've dated a white man. I've talked to a white guy before. I've never really been all the way with it or whatever, but usually I date black guys, or for a little while I dated, like, light-skinned guys. I'm not going to get into all that nonsense or whatever, but I did Hispanic guys, and it was different because our upbringing was completely different. That's like for anybody, but like completely different. And this was a time in my life I wasn't really proud to be like the color I was. I wanted to be maybe a little bit lighter, or maybe a little bit this, or tweak this, blah, blah, blah. So I wasn't really like, and like he kept making me feel bad about myself because he's like, you're so black, you're so dark. And it's the Hispanic guy I'm dating too. You're so black, blah, blah, blah. And he used to say all kinds of like racial slurs and shit like that, and I used to let that shit slide. And not like I don't have a backbone or anything, but I was just like, well, he's Hispanic, like, he's not white. If he was white, I'd have to whoop his ass or something. But it was still wrong. He shouldn't have said anything like that or whatever. But like dating him was like, of course, like, food and cultural things are different. Like, he was like Puerto Rican, so like him cooking like spaghetti sauce with no heat was baffling to me, and no meat or whatsoever. So I don't know if it's a Hispanic thing or he's just crazy, but that's weird. I have an issue. Well, that was like my take on things. When I date like a black guy or something like that, it's usually we have the same, like, it's always, we have something in common. We always have something in common, and it's that. And then like our experiences are maybe not the same, but they're pretty similar, and we go through the same thing. But I'm not saying, like, you know, you should date your race and blah, 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 because I think you should date any race that you think is attractive. Just don't exclude any of them. Just don't be like, well, I don't date black guys, blah, 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 because there's so many assorted black men out there that don't maybe fit the thing that you think that you black guys are. So that's one thing I like to say about that. I have a friend, he went on a cruise recently, and he was with his boyfriend, who is Hispanic as well, with his boyfriend and his friends. And like all of the, like every time they went out or whatever, they always had like something racist against, like racist to say about black people or whatever. And he's like, him and like maybe another other person was black on the boat or whatever. So they will say, like, I remember he told me once, I guess they were like doing something, and like his boyfriend was like, oh yeah, blah 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 blah, because you my slave. And everybody laughed and giggled and kikied and this and that third. I would remember everyone's face and be like, oh, so everybody thinks it's funny, and I read everyone for fucking filth. I'm like, oh, slave. And it's not like he was like, it wasn't like a joke, play on joke. I'm like, oh, you were this blah blah blah, and then you're my slave. He just said it out of nowhere, from what I'm hearing. You hear how that goes? But you know, he said out of nowhere, and that would have put me to fight. And then like the whole time, like, you think when you're dating somebody else that is like a different race, you say you're like the slightest like racist thing, you're like, oh well, I'm dating you, so I'm not really racist, blah blah blah. No, it's still fucking racist, and it still hurts. So if you have a little racist comment in your mind, blah blah, unless you guys are real cool and this, you know, real clutch, then say it. But if you guys are not like that, don't go around and be like, oh yeah, you're a wetback, oh yeah, yeah, my mama, like that's so fucking stupid. Yeah, so he talked to his boyfriend about that or whatever, and I think they got a better understanding on that. And especially if your friends want to jump in on a racist comment, I'm gonna look at all y'all niggas differently, all of them. I'm gonna sit down and I'm gonna read y'all. I'm gonna read y'all like I'm reading these notes right now, trying to make it up. But that's not like one issue. Well, I said a couple of issues, I guess. But unlike another issue is like the family members. When you meet the family, like, especially if you're dating like somebody white, and if their grandfather was like a racist, he wasn't racist anymore. He was racist adjacent or something close to it or something or whatever, and you have to be there for like Thanksgiving in the awkward tension of like this white ass family. But if you go to like a black family and you black, they just open, well, that's if you are like not gay and like they accepting gay people or whatever. But like, you know, you go to like, you know, another black, they just be accepting. You already know the drill. They're about to play the cha-cha slide, somebody's grandmother about to fall, somebody's baby about to be in your lap for about 3 more hours and spinning up. You're about to be called 3 different names by 3 different people. No, 3 different names by 1 person. It's always, it's, you know, it's that. And then you go to like, I don't know. It's a comfortable level for me, I guess. I'm not saying I'm not going to date anybody who's like outside my race, because I will. And I usually do anyway. But you know, it's always at back of my mind, in my head, like, when white people are being real nice to me in the family, and I'm just like, they might have just said something real racist pretty soon, or they're just trying to make up from all the racist things they've been doing behind my back. So, I don't know. Another thing about, like, interracial couples and stuff like that, like, babies are always gorgeous, for some reason. I don't know what is that gene it is, but babies are always gorgeous. That's, I guess, a really great thing. You know, most babies are beautiful babies. I have to say it like I really mean it. Most babies are beautiful babies. It's always the, going back to being like in a interracial dating kind of thing. If I'm dating another black guy, it's always, and it's the same thing, I guess, but like it's a little bit easier if the person's black, woke or not woke. And I'm not saying I'm like, I'm woke as fuck, and like, you know, I have like coconut oil and listen, and I just, you know, I'm a nigga and shit. No, like, I'm I know what's going on. I see what's going on. I peep game. I'm tired of the injustice that black people have to go through every fucking day. But you know, hey, whatever. I'm not getting on to that. But, oh yeah, I am. Because I'm talking about woke and not woke. But if I'm dating somebody black or whatever and they're not woke, it's easier for me to get them on board than when I'm dating somebody who is of a different race and like trying to like get them to understand where I'm coming from. Because I don't want to sit there and be like, oh my God, they killed another black person, blah, 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 and I'm mad. And he turns around, like my boyfriend turns around, his white ass head around and be like, well, he probably deserve it, you know, niggers like to steal, and I have to like burn down his house or something. But you know, hey, whatever, to each his own. But my advice about interracial dating is just go for it. Like, when you get there, cross that bridge together or by your damn self and light it on fire, bitch, because don't look back if it's that bad. Okay, time for a messy moment. I'm gonna just give you a little messy moments is just like a little update of my life and what's going on and like all the messiest parts of it. So let's get started. I just came back last night on a date with a guy named Will, and we went to Halloween Horror Nights. It was a fun time. If you guys see my Snapchat, I barely, post anything on it because I was trying to get on the rides and like go through the haunted houses. It was kind of like whack, all the places we went to. Like, we went to like two, maybe three houses, and it was just like whack and not scary. Honestly, Hollow Scream is a lot scarier than Halloween Horror Nights over here in LA. Ugh, I couldn't imagine paying for them tickets because I didn't. I had a great time with him. One advice I'm gonna have to give you guys, I got it from the grapevine. And when a man asks you, what do you like to drink? You don't say anything because you look like a hoe. So that is a little extra advice I'm gonna drop on y'all. You don't wanna sound like a hoe. Well, class now. Class is like, I'm on my third month. I'm excited. I'm having a good time. We're doing this hard class called transmedia, and they have secret homework department some reason. Because we just left class and this nigga didn't say nothing about homework. We got home and there was like three things due like yesterday. I was like, what the fuck? So we all emailed each other. We're trying to help each other out, finding out what, get to the bottom of all these questions and shit. You know, the same though. The class is fun. I'm learning a lot, and I'm really digging this one a lot, even though it's supposed to be harder. It's just about storytelling. You guys know I love to tell a story, bitch. Ooh, girl, I got one for you. But it's a good class. Everybody in my class is pretty cool. Do I have any crushes in my class? Do I have a crush in my class? I don't think I have a crush. My crush left. His name is Xavier. I don't know where he's at, but yeah, no, everyone in that class is like weird-ish. No, not weird like in a bad way, like weird like in a really cool, twisted fantasy way. Oh, last but not least, I went to an audition, and I've not heard back from them, I guess because I didn't make it, but it was pretty cool to do because it was like my first one being here, and 10 no's equals a yes somewhere down the line. And I got my first no, probably. I've been checking my email. I haven't got nothing back. So, and it's been like a week. And it's supposed to be a campaign for prep. And I learned a lot from even auditioning from that. Definitely, if you guys are not on prep, get on it. That is another gem right there. I am dropping advice on y'all niggas like every fucking day, like every second. Time me. I'm gonna drop another one pretty soon. But yeah, no, it's about like prep and being a superhero, and my hair was on point that day and had that gray streak. And my body's on point now. Like, I have it. I have the package. I just need to get another, like, a haircut, maybe an edge up, maybe. But I have the formula. Y'all heard my mixtape in the front? Like, I have the ingredients. I just need the producer. I'm just kidding. But thank you guys for listening. It's a long ass show, 40 fucking minutes. I'm glad you guys are still listening. Okay, well, I'm about to wrap it up. If you guys want to get in contact with me with the show, if you have any questions, if you guys want to even be guests on the show, that'd be really great. I'm going to start putting my classmates on my podcast now. If you guys like that, please email me and tell me how you feel about that. And we're going to like do different segments and talk about different topics, because I know it's probably boring hearing me talk about nothing for 40 minutes. So I have, oh yeah, no, make sure you guys subscribe to my YouTube, Trey Crooks, Crooksy TV. Follow me on Twitter, Khaleesi Crooks. And then go ahead and follow me on Instagram, Cocaine Crooks. And that will be the show.